You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 21st, and these have been some violent days in South Africa. 23 people are dead in the midst of brewing anti-immigrant violence. Violent mobs reportedly have been patrolling Johannesburg, club-wielding South Africans, attacking men and women and children, demanding to know where they are from. The targets are tens of thousands of immigrants and refugees from the Congo, from Mozambique, some living in shanty towns, and most recently, an enormous influx of Zimbabweans coming across the border because of their turmoil, their political turmoil, in their own country. And this has brought together a confluence of events. It's already tough times, tough economic times in South Africa, unemployment somewhere near 30% there. And Jimmy Juma from the Congo is an immigrant teaching there at a university. He's agreed to speak to us, John, despite his fears. Jimmy, welcome. And we understand that you were targeted, that you were attacked in a church. What happened?
On Sunday, we were right in the middle of the service in a church in Bethlehem's in Johannesburg, and a local South African came with North Kiwis, and they wanted to get their way through the church and attack, foreigners in the church. And, that was happened. They didn't manage to enter the church, and they stood outside of the church on Sunday.
So they weren't able to get in, but obviously it must have put a terrible, I mean, that must have been a terrible experience. How are you dealing with the violence that's been ongoing? How do you deal with this?
Personally, I'm displaced. The institution that I work with, they decided to get me out of the area, and as I'm speaking to you now, I'm not in bedrooms because the institution got me out of the place. But the rest of the refugees and immigrants in bedrooms are really frightened. Some of them have left the area to flee to the embassies in Pretoria and to the UNHCR and to police stations in Johannesburg and in Pretoria. And others are locked in their buildings, no food, children are suffering, no food, nothing. And there are also some families which are together, refugee families, in the same small houses without food, without water, without any basic thing to eat.
Jimmy, we thank you so much for joining us, but we are really having difficulty understanding over a very bad line. But we certainly do wish you the very best. Thank you.
But it's a chilling story there
because he's lived in buildings.
But he's lived there for 10 years.
So children,
this
and
turn
families.
is certainly a shock because he's part of society there.
And joining us now is Bill Johnson, a former Magdalen College professor at Oxford. You're right now in Johannesburg, so you're hearing these stories. You've heard what Jimmy has just told us. Professor, are these isolated instances, clashes, isolated, or do you think more symbolic of greater problems there in South Africa?
Well, no, it's by no means isolated. This has been coming for quite a long time, I would say. Nobody knows the number of illegal immigrants in the country. Guesses range from 5 to 10 million, with probably Zimbabweans the biggest group, but Mozambicans also very substantial, and large numbers from all the rest of Africa, Nigeria, Congo, Somalia, and so on.
What triggered these latest
confrontations? Well, I think that this has been building up over a period of months, but that several things. One is the fact it's winter here, and in Johannesburg it gets down to freezing at night, so if you're homeless, that ups the ante. Secondly, rising food prices mean that more people are going hungry than before. And thirdly, I think the fact that our economic growth rate has slowed somewhat as a result of electricity power cuts, so that the hope of getting jobs has fallen back. And I think that all these things contribute to a sort of bad mood and rising tensions and tempers, and that people basically basically who are unemployed, and about half of all South Africans are simply blaming the foreigners for losing them their jobs.
And Professor Johnson, the BBC has been receiving a lot of emails from people both inside South Africa as well as from around the world. And Helene, who writes from Gutentang, she says, "We see helicopters everywhere and smoke around. Why can't the UN arrange a safe harbor refugee camp for Zimbabwean people who are scared and afraid to go back home to Mugabe's rule? Why can't that happen?"
Well, essentially, because the government refuses to let it. They don't like the idea of... Remember that Mbeki, the president, has been supporting Mugabe all these years. To admit openly that people in their millions are fleeing from his regime and they need to be treated like refugees is to accept things he doesn't want to accept. I think that's a good part of the problem. This morning, the government is setting the National Intelligence Agency on it, looking for a sinister third force behind the riots, which is completely crazy.
Because there are some rumors that this was a coordinated attack in some way, some loosely, I've read, some loosely organized anti-immigrant groups.
Well, as I say, it's been building for some time, and there will be such groups all over the place, and they probably have coordinated to some degree. But the idea that there is some far-right white outfit behind all of this, which is what the government would like to find, is completely mad. I mean, if you allow in unrestricted immigration of many millions of people into a high unemployment society, you will get trouble.
And how is President Mbeki handling this crisis?
Well, he's appealing. He's saying all the right things in the sense that, he's saying foreigners are our brothers, we're all Africans, and this is dreadful behavior, and it's got to stop. But the problem is that I don't think that the government is really addressing the root causes at all. It's not patrolling the borders, so they're too porous. In fact, they've just signed a protocol allowing free movement of people in the whole of the southern half of Africa, which is just mind-blowing if you think of the number of Congolese and Mozambicans who could now come here. And saying that we've got to be nice to all these Africans because they gave hospitality to the ANC, the African National Congress, when it was in exile. Well, you know, this doesn't address the problem at all. A couple of thousand ANC exiles in the country is not the same as 5 to 10 million illegal immigrants.
Another email to the BBC came from Nomad in Johannesburg saying, not just foreigners are attacked, anyone who can't properly speak Zulu is also attacked.
Well, I think that is two things about that. One is that it's certainly true that Shangaans and Venda, people from the northern parts of South Africa who are rural people coming into town, they've also been targeted, even though they are South Africans.
Professor Johnson, we're going to have to leave it right
okay.
there. Thank you for joining us. We do appreciate your time.
Okay.
We'll be back.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.